It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
So welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are again short of Bob as he is still sunning himself. I think he's now in Barbados. However, we do have another big TikTok guest following on from Joey Jokes last week. We are very pleased to have Cam Fitz with us. Cam, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, boys. My pleasure.
Yeah, we hope
good to be here.
Good stuff. We hope that you enjoyed being with us tonight. We've got a few good games lined up. Little quiz, M5, obviously, and Keeping Up Appearances at the end. For our listeners, Cam, do you want to kind of explain what you do on TikTok, what your kind of vibe is?
Most people know me for rinsing pitch side. I've been recognised a few times for, just saying you're the guy who bodies Theo Baker. But yeah, usually people taking the piss out of podcasts online is probably what I'm most known for. Big Everton fan as well. So Try to keep that hidden, to be honest. But I guess that's what you know me for. If people might do, but probably people won't, but you know.
I love those pitch ad videos.
Oh, really?
I think it's so good. The Tom Garrett's great.
Yeah. Are you wrong? No, why? Every time.
Have you seen as well? There's a lad that now does that as well.
I was watching their stream, pitch side stream, and they mentioned it that I'd sort of started like a. There's like a few lads who've done it, haven't they? Who've like made their own ones. So, yeah. So. I'm a shepherd, do you know what I mean? I'm a trendsetter, so no big deal.
To be honest, if it helps pitch side's views, do you want to do any impressions of us?
Honestly, whatever you want me to do. I can do a scout. I was at uni there for 3 years, so my dad's a scout, so that would make more sense. But yeah, if you want me to, boys, I'm there for you.
We might need
to do that with your following. You're probably just better just start on the podcast and just copy it.
That's very true. Yeah.
Get you all in. If people know me, they know me. But probably pitch side is probably the thing I'm most known for. And a bit of the club as well, but that's just Rory Jennings hate, to be honest, more than anything.
Yeah, we've always got time for that.
Oh, God. He spouts some absolute garbage, doesn't he?
Yeah.
See the one the other day that he was trying to say that Drogba's better than Aguero. It's like, just give it a rest.
Yeah. It works, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Think something stupid, get on Sky.
It's just, that's that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how it works. Just the overlap right there for you, isn't it? The overlap everyone there. The dumbest shit.
I keep trying to get these to say something outrageous just to get us trending, but
you've got to get click farming. You're too ethical. You've got to get clip farming. You've got to start farming those clips. We need that Everton presence on TikTok, boys. There's not a lot, to be honest.
Niche for us. Tosh is going to say something dead controversial tonight.
Just not too controversial, Tosh. We know what you think behind closed doors.
Umar Nias was the most underrated striker in the Premier League.
That's actually probably what Bob would say if he was here, wouldn't he?
I loved Umar Nias. I loved him.
Good one. Vibes. That's what he's got.
Yeah, just pure vibes. Just running through. Was it that Bournemouth game where he just sort of kept running and then he fell over? And the ball just sort of trickled in behind him.
Yeah. They all count,
lad. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good. So Sean is coming in with our first game of the podcast. He is taking over from Bob's. Leon Osmond's House of Games, and he's going to come with a rich list for us. Sean, do you want to introduce what your rich list is for today?
Yep, I will do. Okay, so as Callum said, welcome to the latest edition of Leon Osmond's House of Games. Today's quiz is rich list, and it's exactly the same as Bob's done in the past, but I'll explain the rules for new listeners and, of course, for Cam. So what happens, Cam, is I'll give you a question that's got lots of answers. You'll all submit an answer privately to me on the chat. If your answer is correct, you'll get a point, but only if nobody else says the same answer.
Okay,
so if someone gets the same as you, you don't get the answer.
You don't get the answer. Okay,
so
the more niche, the better, then.
Well, kind of, but someone else might think that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to go obvious.
The obvious one. Yeah. Okay.
You're also going to pick one, Sean, aren't you?
You are.
You're also going to pick one, aren't you?
Yeah, so I've got the answers, but I pick one as well. So I might try and think what usual pick to try and
Okay, I
substitute for, you
see.
know what I mean?
Double bluff, yeah.
So
Cool.
I've decided to go this week for, I was struggling for inspiration, so I looked at the Premier League table and I've gone for a question for each of the top five teams. So we're going to start off number one with Liverpool, unfortunately. And question number one has eight possible answers. And the question is, in the Premier League era, tell me any Liverpool number one. Any Liverpool number one. So when you've got your answer, if you just send me a message in the chat privately so no one else obviously sees it.
Do you mean they're like the kit number, or do
kit
you
number.
Mean kit
Yeah,
number? Okay,
kit number.
Okay. All the ones I can think of, they're not number one.
Yeah, a lot of the big ones aren't.
Yeah, they are.
I've had one in.
Life me, I can't think of. Literally, I'm going through all the eras in my head. I'm trying to think of who they had in, like. Oh, that's going to be wrong.
I don't know. You know, just take a punt.
So, do I go private chat then?
Yeah.
So just to me. So just a direct message.
Yeah.
Have you sent it, Cam? No.
No, I'm honestly, I'm gonna lose. Screw it.
It's all right. It's only first question.
I'm gonna do it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I've got no option. Yeah, I've sent it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as I said, there are eight possible answers. Here are all of the correct options. So we've got Alisson Becker, currently number one. Brad Jones, Bruce Grobbelaar, David James, Diego Cavalieri, Jerzy Dudek, Loris Karius, and Sander Westerveld. So everyone actually got a correct answer. We had Tosh with Karius, Cal with Dudek, and Cam with Alisson. However, I have picked one of those. I have picked Jerzy Dudek, I'm afraid, Cal.
Oh.
Hold that, Cal.
Happens, doesn't it? It happens.
Fighting talk here.
I was thinking he would have been the number one, but yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
Easy mistake
to make to be there.
I was fighting for my life there. All I could think of was Pepe Reina and then Adrian. And then neither of them were like about 13 and 25, weren't they?
I was thinking David James must have been, but I wasn't definite. He was the one I went for, but I sort of remember Karius wearing one for them when he threw the ball to Benzema. So.
Oh, what a game.
The best.
Was Dudek number one?
I didn't think he was.
I didn't think he was number one either. When he like runs halfway to the halfway line when he saves Shevchenko's penalty.
No, don't talk about that one.
He's that far off his line. But I swear he was like number like 22. I don't know. Yeah.
I thought he was like Chiesa. I didn't think he was.
I didn't think he was number one either. Yeah. Oh well.
Oh, that one's showing
I don't
that
know. It's just what I found online says he is. So I'll go with it. Right, number two. Then obviously cool. Follow down the league table. We go to Arsenal.
Okay.
In the Premier League era, I need you to tell me any Arsenal captain. So any like club captain.
So the kind of not just the captain of the team for a game.
No,
it's
like
club named captain.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
This is the biggest one. There's 13 options here.
In the
30 odd years of the Premier League, you've got 13 options.
I'm gonna gamble.
You don't look sure, Tosh.
No, I'm pretty sure he was, but I had a couple of other ideas that I think would have been better. I feel like this is how someone might have gone with this. I do think this person was captain I've picked, but...
I've got two in, Tosh and Cam. I'm just waiting on Callum.
Problem is with the person I've picked, I remember them lifting the FA Cup and two of them lifted it, so I'm worried now that... Well, I won't say any more, because both of them might have been...
I'm not certain mine was, but I've got, like, I think, pretty sure I've got an image in my head. I've been wearing
okay.
it.
Okay, got all answers in. As I said, there's 13 options. I'll quickly run through them. So Tony Adams was first. He was captain for 14 years, followed by Patrick Vieira, Thierry Henry, William Gallas, Cesc Fabregas, Robin Van Persie, Thomas Vermaelen, Mikel Arteta, Per Mertesacker, Lauren Koscielny, Granit Xhaka, Aubameyang, and currently Martin Odegaard. And that is two correct answers. Callum with Tony Adams, Tosh with Mertesacker, and Cam incorrectly with David Seaman.
Ah, I thought David Seaman was like, yeah, aha.
He did lift a cup for them.
I think that's what I've got in my head.
Would that have been maybe when Adams was out? Would that have been there?
Yeah, I forgot about Tony Adams' existence. I thought it was like just after Adams had left that it seemed, nah, trying to be too clever.
That's a good shout.
Yeah, I
went for Thomas Vermaelen, so that's 2 points. So one each for Tosh and Callum.
Take that.
Okay, number three. We are moving on to Nottingham Forest. Now, I really struggled with this one. Really struggled. So what I've gone for, I've decided to keep it modern. I want you to tell me any of the starting 11 from Saturday's game. Was it Saturday? It's Bournemouth, that Saturday.
Yeah, they got hammered.
Yeah. Anyone from starting lineup?
Forest are a weird one. Forest are like Brentford. They're a team that are just always there, but I never really pay attention to who their players actually are.
Yeah, and I think in the last couple of years, they've changed so often.
Yeah.
Tosh straight in again. They have no prisoners here.
No messing about.
Wasting any time, but that's what they call a pressure press on the chase, Sean. You just got to get them going.
Yeah, that's true.
I can sense Cam's like he wants to, he's anxious. I've got to get him while he's on it.
You've honestly done me in.
My worry is Callum will have gone for mine.
Is he from South London? That's what you need to know.
I reckon Sean's picked him to try and do me in, so I didn't go in.
Okay, everyone's in. So the start lineup, obviously, there's 11 of them. You've got Sells, Williams, Murillo, Milenkovic, Aina, Anderson, Yates, Elanga, Gibbs White, Jota Silva, and Chris Wood. Callum went for Sells. Cam went for Murillo and Tosh went for Aina. All correct answers. I went for Anthony Elanga. So everyone gets a point.
Bosh.
Did you think I was going in, Callum?
I thought you were going Hudson-Odoi.
Is that Aina's London, though, I think, as well?
South of both, both South London, yeah.
Hudson-Odoi didn't start.
Did you not? No, I didn't know. I thought he was going to guess him. But yeah, Aina's South London as well. But
seen his stories?
Yeah,
you know the Snapchat stories. He's a good lad. You can tell.
Yeah, they're good vibes. Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Right. Question four. Then moving on to Man City, and this one should be helpful because we've got an Everton link.
Okay.
What I have decided to do is I want you to tell me, out of the 12 players who've done it, anyone that's played for Everton and City since the year 2000. Played for both teams since 2000.
I'm noting things down now, boys. I'm locking in.
Back in the game here, it's two for you, Cam, two for Callum, and three for Tosh. Game's on.
Yes.
I've pressure pressed.
Callum, so no pressure applied.
Pressure pressing the gated.
Right. Could be too obvious, but screw it.
Okay.
I'm in.
Right, everyone's straight in there, which is quite good. So, as I said, 12 options. I might have to kind of go through these other combs. So you got Michael Ball, Gareth Barry, Fabian Delph, Sylvain Distan, Richard Dunn, Joleon Lescott.
Yeah.
Then you've got Mangala, Carlo Nash, Jack Rodwell, John Stones, and Richard Wright. So you'll all know yourselves that you've all got correct answers. Tosh went for Mangala, Callum went for Joe, and Cam went for Gareth Barry. I have gone for Jack Rodwell. So again, that's another point all round.
You're playing Jeopardy into this show and picking different ones.
I know.
Doesn't just pick one that one of us has said and said it.
The other day I saw Pitchside did a video, they said the worst starting 11 of all time. And they said that Joe was in there. And I sat there in the car thinking, Joe wasn't even that bad for us.
I think I
thought you were going to just say Everton's from last week.
Oh. Most of the team was, to be fair. But yeah, I feel like Joe was decent for us back in the day.
Yeah, I think they just make stuff up, though, don't they? Like,
yeah.
You just think he probably was a bit rubbish. Throw him in.
Get him in.
No, I know, but he's not in the way. Like, Beto should be in that team. Not
Beto
Joe.
Should be in there. Christ. Yeah. He works hard, though.
You watch, Jay.
Beto works hard, bless him, but...
Yeah, he's so likeable, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, question five, all to play for. Well, Tosh currently can't lose. He can only draw if he gets it wrong. We're going to question five, which is Newcastle. 11 options. I want you to tell me any player from the Premier League era to wear number 9 for Newcastle.
Oh.
There are 11 options.
I'm gonna risk it here
It's
to make it
bold because
interesting.
I don't want to give you a clue, but there's quite a few obvious ones.
No, I'm risking
Yeah. He's going Shearer.
it.
He thinks he's clever, he's going Shearer.
No.
Not
Somebody didn't actually play for Newcastle. That's how risky I'm going.
a
Tosh is in. No pressure, lads.
I'm in.
Have you got a tiebreaker, Sean?
New. No.
Who's sixth in the Prem?
Hello, yeah.
I don't look that far at the table. No idea.
Yeah, must be Everton now that we've
Yeah, I think it is. I think it
won
is,
them a
isn't
couple of
it?
games.
Yeah.
We're
The Moyes Isle.
point. I know we're a point off Tottenham. I'm assuming they're fifth.
Yeah, they're around there. They'll be around there, won't they?
On, Carl.
That's, I reckon you've picked them.
Okay. We're all in. Again, as I said, 11 options. I'll read through them. So we start off. Earliest one was Andy Cole, followed by Les Ferdinand, then Alan Shearer, obviously for quite a long time, Sola Amiobi, Obafemi Martins, Andy Carroll, Papi Cisse, Dwight Gayle, Solomon Rondon, Joe Linton, and Callum Wilson, who currently wears number 9.
Did they get just progressively worse as you go along there?
Yeah, I think they do. It's actually mad how good they are at the start, isn't it?
Oh, crap. Who would sign Rondon, though? That's pretty embarrassing.
I think Sheol Amiobi is the changing point there, isn't he? When you go from Shearer to Amiobi, I think the
Remember his
numbers.
brother?
Dami,
Danny.
Yeah. Forgot about
Yeah,
him.
he was even worse somehow.
I
Right, so
feel
you're all
it was good.
correct. Tosh went Les Ferdinand. Cam went Obafemi Martins, and Callum went Andy Carroll. Again, no jeopardy. I went Papi Cisse. I just assumed someone would go him because he's such a.
I was thinking him.
I
I
really
was
thought you were
so
going to go
close to
Cal.
going Papi Cisse, yeah.
Yeah, well played, lads. You all got your point. I think, yeah, there's only 2 points lost in that whole game. But luckily for Tosh, he takes the win with a clean sweep there. Five out of
Lucky.
five. But you know what, lads? Four, you two got four each.
Too
That's a
easy,
good.
someone was saying. So too easy, the people are saying. Try
I'm
out,
starting
I've.
to think it is. I think I needed fewer options. But you know what? We got to name those players. That's all anyone wants in this
It's the
content game,
beauty of
isn't it?
it. It's the beauty of it.
Yeah, just name random players.
I'm gonna go watch Rondon's top 10 goals after this.
Not
That'll be
Fredham.
short, won't
Yeah, I
it?
was going to
Two
say,
against
we're not
Barrow.
going to be able to fill that video for Evan.
Was it Barrow who scored those two
Chelsea would have been
against?
sixth, Sean, as well. Could have had a good question for Chelsea.
I know, yeah. Sorry. Maybe next time.
Right then, thanks, Sean. So, moving on to our feature M5. So, last week we looked at what did we look at last week?
I actually
Sunday
can't.
League players with
Oh
Joey.
yeah,
That's
with
it.
Joey, yeah.
So, players most likely to be Sunday League. My next question is which one has gone to the poll? Which one's gone
None.
to the alley?
I forgot to post it, so I think we should go with
It's
Alex
gone well.
Bruce.
It's we've
Why
done
don't we
well
let
so
Cam? Why don't
far.
we let let Cam decide?
What do you want? What do you need?
Right then, Cam, you're getting a very rare option here. So last week we
Go
discussed players who are most likely to be like you could see in Sunday League.
on. Oh, God,
So we
yeah.
had Alex Bruce was Sean suggesting because it's a bit like having the manager's son playing.
Yeah.
Callum who said and die. What was your reason? Just
Yeah.
because you liked him?
The way he plays like Sunday League players, skillful, come from Sunday League, plays the game not Premier League like.
Yeah, get
Like,
rid of that. Get rid of that one, Cam. That's.
tricky winger in like fluorescent boots is going to get his leg snapped in about 10 minutes by some 40-year-old bloke.
You said
And die. All right.
Joey said Kevin Davis for I think obvious
Oh.
reasons, brute force, and I said Cucurella, who was a bit like a snide who everyone hated for the team, long
Hate him.
hair, everyone wanted to boot up in the air. Who would you send to
Yeah.
the island? Who's winning that poll?
Who's winning that? Not Cucurella. I can't stand Cucurella. I'm not letting him win
That's the
anything after what
point.
happened in the Euros. He's snide. I can't give it to Ndai. Who was the striker? Who was
We had you've got Kevin Davis
Ke
versus Alex Bruce left.
Kevin Davis. I'd probably say Kevin Davis.
Okay.
Just an oaf up front.
Joey Joe Q win.
Yeah.
Well, can't argue with that. Well, the fairest way of doing it. So, Kevin Davis during the likes of Platini, Pogba, Jason Kumas, all going to the island. We now have this week, and this week we're going to go with something quite topical. Obviously, all four of us, I'm sure, quite delighted with the return of David Moyes. So this week we're going to look at our best returns. So in football, what we think have been the best returns. We have looked at worse returns before. So this time we're just going purely what we think are the best. I think, Callum, you need to start us off this week.
Any reason I need to start off is just because you think?
No, Sean's already done his bit.
I can do it.
Can wait for good. Cam, and I don't want to, so...
Yeah, so, so that's me then. So I'm going to go with the return of a manager. I think possibly the other lads have maybe gone players. I think I'm going to go with the return of a manager who ended up making the team a bit of a... Well, it took them to Europe for the first time ever. I think that was the quarterfinal of the FA Cup for the first time in a long time. He possibly made them a bit of a meme, but he made them one of like the real enjoyable teams to watch for probably the wrong reasons. He was with them for a couple of seasons in the mid-2000s and then was sacked or left because the Icelandic owner said he didn't make the most of the foreign market, which I'm not too sure what that means. So he left, but he left for one season, and when the club got bought over, they brought this man back. The man, of course, is Tony Pulis, who returned to Stoke to absolutely turn around Stoke's fortunes and made them into what some might say is a Premier League giant, and changed the Premier League forever with tactics, with long throws, and with some of the plays he signed was unbelievable. And I just think being a Stoke fan, then what he made them must have just been unbelievable. He took them to the round of 32 in the Europa League, I think it was. They played against Valencia. They got through the group stage against some big teams. Obviously, got to the final of the FA Cup, quarterfinals a couple of years before that. And I was looking before, like, some of the players he signed for Stoke in that second time. And I think he possibly took, like, the transfer market comments by the previous owners to heart. And he signed, in his first season, Higginbottom, Ricardo Fuller, Lee Hendry, Salif Jow, Rory Dalat, then went on to sign Ryan Shawcross, Dave Kitson, Abdoulaye Faye, Amdi Faye, Ibrahim Asonko, BT Etherington, and then you know the rest. So I think as a return to a club, he completely changed the fortunes. He completely, at the time, changed the trajectory of the club. Obviously, he did make them into that meme of, can you do it on a wet and cold Tuesday night in Stoke? And they kind of put Stoke on the map. So my nomination for the best return is the one and only Tony Pulis.
I'm not gonna lie, Carl. I was ready. Since you said Pulis, I was ready to just, I don't know, I had any arguments in my head coming back here, but I think you made such a compelling case there. Like, you don't think of it like that, do you? Obviously, as you say, he's a bit of like a considered the dinosaur of football. But there's that spell in the time. We've talked about it before with Dalap, haven't we? Where like he managed to turn Rory Dalap of all people into one of the biggest attacking threats in English football history. Like, it's actually insane for that alone. I think that his legacy's kind of always going to be there. But yeah, and I think he's still spoken about now, isn't he? As in, but then is he? He's spoken about negatively, isn't he?
No, but it's only negative just because of like it's not considered. But if you like, I don't know, in years to come, if you think like, I think that Stoke team would be named if you were to say like name, you know, Premier League squads.
It's proper Barclays, isn't it?
That's a remembered team. Yeah. And for him to do that, Stoke to come back, there's no way once he returned, the Stoke fans are like, this is where we're going to be in a matter of years.
But it's also, I love the fact that, like, the way, specifically Arsenal, the way he had them on strings, didn't he? Where, like, Arsene Wenger just didn't know how to defend against them. And you think Tony Pulis, like, rocking up in his cap and all that, and he's taking it to one of the greatest European minds in football history, and he's outwitting them every time. It's unbelievable.
I didn't know he returned. I thought he was there the whole time. Yeah, I thought he was just there the whole time.
Is a year? Yeah, like a year away. He went to Plymouth, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then came back, but I think when I was reading up about him, I'm saying like I know he probably, as you say, some people think he's a dinosaur. He's not a real coach or ever, but he got his like UEFA license at like 21 when he was still playing. It's like he's the youngest ever player I think to get that, to get the UEFA license. So it's obviously like coaching. Was obviously something he was always maybe interested in. He maybe always had his like his own ideas. I think
you
so.
I think that's just because he liked bullying people though.
I don't know. Was he a bully?
Well, I mean, he butted James Beattie in the shower, didn't he?
Yeah,
with no clothes on.
Part and parcel, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'd all probably
he's a
do
winner.
That.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't know. He strikes me as a bit of a bully.
There's a few. I don't know if you've seen like the Ben Foster stuff. He says that. I think when he was at West Brom with him, I think they were winning 2-0 at half time, playing like really good football and stuff. And then Pulis gets into the changing room half time. He's like, "What the fuck was all that? Get it in the box!" And anyway, then at half full time, they get beat 3-2. So the first half of them playing great. He says, "Stop all that tiki taka bollocks! Get it in the box!" And they lose. They go lose the game.
But they were doing things like, the right way.
Yeah, literally, they were doing something. But if you think about Stoke, I don't know if I'm just helping your argument here, but some of the most iconic moments, like was it Boaz Myhill, the whole keeper? He can kick it out for a throw, but he says, nah, kicks it, launches it for a corner.
Yeah.
Just because of the fear. Mad, isn't it?
Crazy. What a return.
Yeah.
What a return.
Just give him it.
Yeah.
No point in doing the rest of them, really.
It's a really good one. I didn't know he returned.
Yeah. I think and the thing, because no one actually know he returned, Callum, so I think we do lose points for that.
I do. He's a bit of a stretch, isn't he?
You didn't even know. Did you know he'd return before you did some research?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
remember that season he had at Plymouth vividly.
Did you just type that in best returns on Google?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think I'd seen it before in other ones. Because I was thinking other managers. I was trying to think of managers who'd return, but. It just didn't work out for him at Plymouth. Bloody rubbish at throw-ins, that right back.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's my nomination anyway.
Good one.
Speak on the subject, do you think it's hard for like Liam Delap now, who's like trying to find his career as like a baller? But everyone knows him as Rory Delap's son.
He's absolutely
you know
quality,
I mean?
Though.
He's
unbelievable.
I'd bite your hand off for him. I'd bite your hand off for him at Everton.
Yeah. He's unbelievably
tired than Everton, I'm afraid.
No chance. It's worse when he goes for a throw. It's like, go on, you know what to do. Go on, go on. Yeah, stop acting like you don't. We know you can do it. Well, they stumbled on it by mistake, didn't he? I think didn't Pulis say they were just like in just like seeing how far they could throw it.
Yeah, I think you're just messing
with javelin. Yeah, I think he used to do javelin. He had like the weird, like, because it was so flat, wasn't it, the way he threw it?
Yeah.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What a team, though. And what a comeback.
Yes.
Well, you do the
there
math.
You are. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. We all move on to.
I'm going to go next.
I'll jump in next.
Yeah.
I think just because there's a good chance my internet breaks and I might have to do it again. So I'm going to try and do it at every possible opportunity. I'm going to go from one great footballer mind, one of the greats of Tony Pulis, to Johan Cruyff. So both when people talk about the great football and people of the 20th century, I think people both bring in Cruyff and Tony Pulis. So yeah, I'm going to go for Cruyff. And I actually struggled for this topic. I think I couldn't really come up with something, and I was thinking back, I always like to go a bit of an oldie one. And Johan Cruyff, so I'll quickly give you a bit of the insight, him going back to Ajax. He left Ajax in 1973 after winning three European Cups on the bounce. And very typical of Cruyff, he always left places on a fight, really. He always had an argument and left. So he left originally because of a row over the captaincy. He goes on to have a great career at Barcelona, and he retires in 1977 or 78, I can't quite remember. But because of bad financial advice, including investing in, I think, pig farming by his agent, he was forced to come back and play. And he goes back to Ajax, with Ajax languishing in the bottom half of the table. Came back, he scores an unbelievable chip. You will have seen the goal, what have you done? So I think it's against someone called Haaland. Fantastic goal. And he ends up that year, they think he finished second, but they then win the league back to back the 2 years after. He also then goes on to have another fight at Ajax and goes to straight to Feyenoord, the biggest rivals, and wins the league with them. But yeah, I'm going to go Johan Cruyff return. He also, I think, he returns everywhere. So he later returns to manage them and wins the league with them, the Cup Winners' Cup. He then returns to Barcelona, where he builds one of the greatest teams of all time, the Dream Team. So he's a man of many returns. He also returned plenty of times in the future to Ajax, where he'd have a fight with someone and cause loads of trouble and come back as director and things like that. But I'm going to talk about it just his first return, really, which was coming back after he'd retired, I think 34 at the age of. He won, I can't remember which of the league titles he wins, but he wins the Dutch Footballer of the Year in that one as well at the age of 34, 35. So it's a return to Ajax, but it's also a return to football because he had actually retired. So yeah, I think one of the great footballers, and a little, it's a tough stretch. If people talk about Johan Cruyff, they don't really talk about his return to Ajax. It's not his crown and glory like Tony Pulis's Stoke side would be for him, apart from his spell at Plymouth. But yeah, I'm going to go Johan Cruyff and his many returns, but particularly his return to Ajax. And I know you read his book recently, didn't you, Sean, one of his
Yeah,
autobiographies?
last year, yeah.
Yeah, I read another good one last year. I did find the book. I've read quite a lot about Johan Cruyff, but always on the attack by a biography, which was very good, as well as Cruyff's autobiographies. So Tosh's book club there, Johan Cruyff and his return to Ajax.
That's quite good. Don't really know much about Cruyff. Obviously, he's not my era, but again, I didn't know he like what was the pig farming thing? That just sort of went by, and I couldn't obviously
No,
interject.
yeah, I mean, I don't know too much. So basically, he was like obviously the big superstar in the 70s, and he was earning like the most money. And I think he just had lots of people trying to take advantage and invest in his money, and he made a lot of bad investments, or people made a
Oh,
lot of bad
right.
investments for him. So
Yeah.
when he retired, he thought he was like done, his money was there, he was sorted for life. But what actually happened was people had invested his money, and basically it got to a point where he realized he had no money and he was on the verge of bankruptcy. I think Van Basten was similar as well. I think Van Basten
He
also
retired
did
early,
similar.
didn't he?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he retired early because of injury, but like I think the same with him. I think Van Basten may have had, he was very close to going bankrupt, or he didn't. So like, that's why he kept coming back into management and things. But yeah, that was so. I think that's just the story that it was. One of the things that he was invested in was some sort of pig farm, which went badly.
Pig farming's actually what Tony Pulis called his spell at Plymouth as well.
Sounds he's trying to do some sort of
Only
like
seen
Clarkson's
Charlie Adam in the
farm.
changing room.
Charlie Adam. Face for radio, Charlie
Face for Everton set pieces now.
Adam. Yeah, I thought that he sounded like he was trying some like Clarkson's farm thing, Cruyff. Cruyff's farm with some dodgy pig farmers or something.
Don't you think
Really
it's so
can.
sad? Do you know anything like players like him? And you think, like, do you know if he was playing now, he wouldn't have any of these issues, would he? Like going bankrupt. Like what was he, best player in the world at that point, or like around that? And he's just like, he's
Yeah,
got
I don't know
to
at that
humble
point.
himself and come back to, I don't know. I just think it's so sad. Although, I remember saying to you when I read his book, I was like, have I read this wrong, or is he the worst fella ever? And you were like, no,
Yeah.
he's not a nice guy, is he?
Yeah, no, I think that like that's my always been my memory of him is that like everywhere he goes, he has a fight. But I think I'm gonna make a sweeping statement. I think a lot of Dutch people are like that from the bits that I read. There's certainly the high profile ones.
There's your clip,
Anything
Tom.
controversial for you, Sean?
Yeah, there's the
If
bit.
you think of
Get
a lot of
that
like there all
circulating TikTok.
a lot of like particularly there was always that stereotype when Haaland used to go to like tournaments that the players would always fall out. Like Van Gaal's a bit of a narc, isn't he? Like yeah, but
Oh, Van Gaal,
Cruyff has
yeah.
literally fell out with everyone, like, and numerous times with everyone. He'd get like have to leave the board at Ajax and then he'd come back, and he hated Van Gaal as well. Like he got basically got Van Gaal sacked in one of his spells. But yeah, no, he is. He's a very he believes his own opinions, doesn't he? I think he's very strong in them. But
Yeah.
I feel like everyone hates Van Gaal. I've never really heard of a footballer so they did like Van Gaal, to be honest.
I like Van Gaal, to be fair. From what I
I liked
not
him. Yeah, I liked
that I've
him.
worked with him, but
You like
what I know
that?
of him. Yeah,
Me and
I like his
Louis.
style.
I like him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah. No, I do as well. I think Rooney talks very positively of Van Gaal, I think. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I know what you mean. There is lots of people who like he had fights with people. I think they're from two sides of the footballing spectrum, Cruyff and Van Gaal. I think that that's why they fell out at Ajax.
It's adding to your argument, though, isn't it? Just keep naming Dutch people who are big narcs. And
I've got loads. I've got a few written down. I've got a few more written down.
Robin. Robin
not even footballers.
Yeah, Van Gogh, he was famous.
Yeah, he was a proper narc.
Yeah, no one liked him.
So I flog his paintings at left, right, and center. I'm not interested, mate.
No. Not interested. Attention seeker, cut his ear
off. Yeah, his ear off again.
Right then, unless anyone else has got any thoughts, Sean or Cam, anyone want to step forward?
I can't really, because it's not really, I don't really know. Cruyff's a weird one for me, because it's, I feel like I should know more about him, but like, I think in my like way I look back at football, I sort of like, my cutoff point is like Maradona, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like when it comes to like the greats, obviously I think Cruyff was like the great in the 70s, wasn't he? So like, I probably see Cruyff more as a manager than a player, which is sad. Obviously you see like Cruyff turn and stuff, but he's not a player that I've like seen a lot of clips of. Might just be my age, but like I know he was good. It's just I don't
probably
know.
Nice clips as well, to be fair.
Yeah, and that, yeah, obviously. But yeah.
No fair. Right. Who are we putting forward next? Sean or Cammy wants to dive in with their suggestion.
Do you want to go,
Cam?
I'm happy to go.
Go on, you go.
Yeah, mine's more of a, you've gone through like careers of like, you know, possibly two of the greatest managers to ever live. Mine's more of a moment, really. One of the best, well, probably my favourite player growing up, him and Ronaldinho were sort of like the best players in the early 2000s. Probably the face of the Premier League. Definitely the best player to ever play in the Premier League. I think 175 goals. You know, I think he broke the assist record, goal record in a single season. You know, key part of the Invincibles era. Key part of most every single one of their Premier League wins. Then obviously he left to Barcelona to win a Champions League because he couldn't quite do it at Arsenal. I remember in 2006, that Champions League run, he dragged them there, scored that iconic goal at the Bernabeu. I'm not to the name yet, Henry. Goes to Barcelona, wins Champions League, then goes to Red Bull, and then comes back for a short loan period, I think in 2012, to Arsenal when they've moved stadiums, and he scores that iconic goal against Leeds, Dirty Leeds, in the FA Cup. The most like iconic like Henry finish, you know, tight angle, opens his body out and just wraps it into the far corner. Just as Henry as it gets. And I think he came out and said that like that was the first time he scored for Arsenal as like a fan. And I think that as a moment is like one of the most iconic moments in that FA Cup history, obviously Arsenal history. And I think it's sort of forgotten that when he was there in that period, I think he scored a few other goals. I remember he scored a goal against Sunderland to win the game at the Stadium of Light. I think he sort of nipped in the back post and scored, but it was probably, I think he was maybe 35, 36. So, you know, not like in today's standards, that's pretty reasonable. But I think back then he was obviously on the way out, but I think it's one of the best returns for a player just for the moments, obviously, you know, being a legend as he is at the club. Have this statue outside scoring at the Emirates like that. I think it was, one of the best returns for a player I could think of, really. And obviously that nostalgia hits. Everyone, you know, grew up in that sort of noughties era of the Premier League, watching him, like, you know, destroy Liverpool, which was fantastic, but, you know, destroy other teams in the process. But, yeah, I'm going to say Henry returned to Arsenal in 2012. I think it was 2012. That's my shout. That's my nomination.
Yeah,
yeah. Good choice. I mean, I'm 100% behind this.
Yeah.
I like, just like you, Henry was and he's still my favourite player of all time. I just love the man. And I think it benefited them that it was only like a short loan as well. You know, so like he didn't have time to go on the down.
Like he exceeded sell by date. It was like a perfect window, wasn't it?
And then he left again still as a hero. But Arsenal had got that fix of getting their like icon back. I think if I remember right, it was that FA Cup game. Was it like, I think it was on the telly, because I remember watching it in uni.
It was
BBC, I think it was.
Yeah, I thought it was on like, you know, like, when it was on like BT instead, because I don't remember watching it.
I know, because it was the FA Cup, wasn't it?
I think
Yeah,
it
but I
was.
thought it was that time where BT had some games. I had in my head that it wasn't on free to air, but again,
Oh,
I could
he
well be
might have,
wrong.
but I
I remember not
remember
watching it.
vividly watching it in uni,
Yeah.
and I was just like, it was just, even as a non-Arsenal fan, obviously, it was such an unbelievable moment.
Just hits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
Nostalgia just
does. Even
hits.
now, watching it, as you say, watching it back, it just everything about it's so good.
It's his
It's just
celebration,
even
isn't it? Because
that.
he can't believe it, can he?
Yeah,
When
he
he's like
runs
sort of
off.
like
Yeah.
screaming at the crowd. He's like, oh, can't believe it. Yeah, iconic.
And but it does feel odd though, because he's in that number 12, isn't he?
Yeah, it's his France
Theo
number, isn't it?
Walcott.
Yeah,
Theo
yeah.
Walcott at 14, the Joker.
I know. I can't believe he didn't give it back, even just for 3 months. Just go. I can't wear
Embarrassing,
it.
isn't
Yeah.
it? Yeah.
But as you
Yeah,
said, the
that.
camera is like it's just the Henry finish, isn't it? That opening your foot
Yeah.
up, bottom corner. It's just like perfect how it like
The
sits up
iconic,
for.
that's his finish, isn't it? That's his
Yeah.
finish. You think of when you see people. I think Isak's most similar one is, like, nowadays sort of reminds me of it.
Yeah.
And obviously Mbappe sort of does the other one, doesn't he? Where he cuts across and goes near post. But yeah, Henry, yeah, just everything in the field, nostalgia, all in one little, like, and as Sean said, like, didn't overdo it, didn't go past his sell by date, perfect little window, didn't taint his like legacy or anything like that. And if anything added to it, because I
Yeah.
think that game against Leeds, they were struggling in that game as well.
Yeah.
It was like a last minute, not last minute, but late goal. So yeah.
And I think because it was a short loan, my memory, and it might just be one of the things you remember wrong, if when he scores that goal against Sunderland, I think that's like that might have been his last game as well. So it's
It
sort of like
was.
it was late. So like, he's got the
Yeah.
perfect way he scores on his return, and then he scores just as like a parting gift to win them the game.
It's great.
Yeah.
Was the
No,
statue there when he returned or not? I think it was. I think it. I think
there
it.
can't be many players
Who've done that?
who've got a statue
Yeah.
outside the ground as they're playing.
Either they just built. Because I swear when he was at New York, he came back when,
Yeah.
like, the unveiling. It might have been just after, but I feel like it was. It might be. It was around that time. It was around the time.
That's why
Yeah.
we should build Aaron Dyce statue outside Bramley Moor for me.
Get it made. Get it med. Yeah. Get it med.
Nah,
Yeah.
good shout. I like
Oh,
that one
yeah.
because it's a different angle. Go
Sorry,
on, Sean.
I've just checked. It was 2011. So it was up,
Was
just
up.
before he came back. Yeah.
That's insane, that.
That's mad,
Yeah,
isn't
it is
it?
good, isn't
That's
cool. Actually, that's a good point, that
yeah.
Cal.
Crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, a good sentimental return, that one. Good nomination.
Yeah, I like it because it is. It's a good one. Like we've sort of gone. Callum just Googled this. Obviously, we've gone different things, but yeah, I like the fact you've got a moment there. I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I felt bad because you've like highlighted all their careers and stuff, but like Henri just like was like a sort of microcosm, wasn't it? It was just like one
Well,
iconic
you're
like
right. It
thing.
is a great return. It's just the return,
Yeah,
isn't he? Was returning
yeah,
as a great man. Everyone remembers that moment. Like,
yeah.
yeah, a good shout. Go on then, Sean. Wrap us up.
Okay, so I feel like I've gone kind of a similar path to Kamia. Maybe not. Well, definitely not to the same extent of their first spell was as good as Henri's, obviously. But I've gone for someone that played kind of not far from Henri at Arsenal, someone that made a return to Tottenham, who started their career at Tottenham. They were in the academy at Tottenham and were like kind of knocking about the first team for 2 years, but didn't make an appearance at all. Then ended up having a couple of loans, ended up traveling all around the country. This man is universally liked, I'd say, unless maybe people find him a bit annoying now. But yeah, I thought you might. But this fella, amongst his fans, I think at the time, especially universally liked, even ended up playing up here, played for Liverpool. And then in 2009, he made a return from Portsmouth to Tottenham. So the man I'm talking about is Peter Crouch, who I think probably in a similar way to Callum, in that Pulis's first spell at Stoke is nothing to write home about. Like, Crouch's is literally nothing to write home about. He didn't kick a ball for them. But he came for the academy, so he's an academy lad who then kind of went away, kind of learned his trade kind of thing, and managed to make a really good career out of what he had. He started at Villa, bad like QPR Villa, I think, wasn't very well liked at Villa, and then ended up making a very good name for himself at Portsmouth, Liverpool, that kind of thing. And then what I didn't realise looking back at this now when I've done my research, he was only at Tottenham for 2 years. Now, you three might be like, yeah, obviously, but he felt like he was there for well longer than that. He was only there for 2 years. But in that time, in his first season, probably in terms of the moment, if we want moment. He's Tottenham the moment that they probably maybe the biggest moment in recent history for Tottenham, when it was the huge kind of Champions League decider tie between City and Tottenham, end of the season, in his first season, and he manages to score the goal to win them the game, to effectively give them Champions League football for the first time. It's a moment that Tottenham fans now are like, we'll still look back on because it was such a big moment for them. You think where they've been since, like 10 years later, they were in the Champions League final and obviously now got the stadium, one of the biggest clubs in Europe. You think, does that happen without that couch moment? And then I'd say his Tottenham career peaked then. He kind of went on the slide the next season, wasn't great in the league, but he did really well for them in the Champions League. And I think it's notable for Tottenham as a legacy point is that him getting him into the Champions League kind of gave Gareth Bale a platform to become the player he was, because that was his breakout season. Obviously, it was those Inter Milan games. I think he played Real Madrid, AC Milan, teams like that. And I think that was where Gareth Bale obviously announced himself and became the player that he would then become and become the Real Madrid kind of the main player that he wanted to sign. So I think the return is not sentimental in that everyone loved him in his first spell and couldn't wait for him to get it back. Most people probably didn't even know he'd ever started at Tottenham. But as an academy lad, for him to go away for years, come back and give them that moment, put them on the track that they're on now, I think that's a huge return. And again, his podcast does my head in a little bit. He is a bit annoying. But he seems like a nice fella. So I reckon it's one of those moments when you think that I couldn't ask for a nicer fella for that to happen to. Amongst all footballers, I reckon he's fairly sound. So my return is Peter Crouch at Tottenham.
I took the piss out of his podcast.
Oh, did you?
I did with the video
Oh,
taking
get
the piss
in.
out of it. With the Guinness always in the shot perfectly as well. Parched. What year were you?
Oh,
Still
yeah.
going about parched, are
I
we?
know. It's been 10
Oh,
years, Couchy. Give it a rest.
yeah. Chris Stark said, we should make it a thing, shouldn't we? We should make it a thing. Shut up, Chris Stark. Why are you here? Yeah, I do like Crouchy though.
Yeah,
He scored in
he can.
that goal, that game against Inter in the reverse leg when
He did,
Bale
yeah.
just retired Maicon,
Yeah, and
fired
just
it
whipped
back
it across.
post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peak Bale.
I think the winner in the second round against the San Siro against Milan, wasn't he? I think Crouch.
Did he,
Yeah, and I think then does he get sent off against Real Madrid in
Oh
the
yeah, he
next
did
round?
get sent
Yeah.
off. Yeah.
My fact is returning.
Well,
He scored his last. Go on.
no, I was gonna say he wouldn't have had the chance to get sent off against Real Madrid if he hadn't put the ball in the net himself. So
No,
he's
very
the
true.
master of his own destiny, yeah. I also think as a part of like a redemption arc, it's definitely not to the same extent. But I think if you listen to his podcast interviews, he's very bitter about missing out on the 2007 Champions League final, isn't he? As in
Yeah.
not starting in that game anyway. So it's almost like quite good that he managed to get a bit of a Champions League moment. Even though it's very much Bale's moment, it's also his moment, you know what I mean? So he's kind of written his name that way. So it's good for him because you can tell even now in 20, well, yeah, 2024 when it was, you can tell he's still bitter about that final. So yeah, I think it probably lets him sleep easy at night. Just replaying that Bale performance or the performances back. Honestly, like I watched highlights of those Inter games like over the weekend while I was getting ready. Like he's honestly just unbelievable. Gareth Bale then. He's
It's
just so
crazy, isn't it?
good. Insane.
Yeah. In
You
the
can't be
first
throwing
leg, he
Bale
just scores
into
a
your thing
sim.
to try and get your extra points, Sean.
Did I mention I played on the same pitch as Bale?
Did you?
I told this story about 2 weeks ago, yeah. But do you know when he played Marine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He played
When
on the Marine pitch
Vinicius
and then.
gave it the
Yeah,
to score the tap in.
embarrassing,
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so I played on that pitch after him.
Oh,
So it's a
sick.
little claim to fame for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good shout, Sean. I had no idea he played for Tottenham, to be honest.
Yeah, is he ever on the list that you read or?
I thought he was QPR. I thought he came through our QPR, to be honest.
I thought keep it. I knew he was at Villa early on as well. I had no idea he was Tottenham.
I thought he was at Chelsea because he's a Chelsea fan. I thought he was like academy, like started at Chelsea and went to QPR. That's what I thought.
He might have
I'm
done,
way off.
but
I'm way off.
when he ended his academy at Tottenham and then broke through the
Yeah.
first team that way.
Yeah.
So you say played no appearances for Tottenham?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Of course it does. If Pulis is waving his way in, then so is Crouch. He's a, come on, he's an academy lad. Come on, give him that. Do you know what? The listeners will be the judges anyway. Although the listeners generally go for the biggest name. So yeah. I think Henri or Cruyff are probably winning this one.
Yeah. We have got Cruyff, Henri, and then Pulis and Crouch. So it is.
What flavour do you want?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the linky, that one should be. See if you can guess the link between them four. I think if he remiss, Bob would want us to mention Stephen P&R as well, wouldn't he, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie P coming back, but he has been nominated about 7 times P&R, so I don't think we can put him in the poll. Yeah. So we'll wrap that part up then. And so our four nominations for best returns, we have Tony Pulis, Johan Cruyff, Thierry Henry and Peter Crouch. So if Sean can remember this week, get over to X and vote on the Gray and poll for who is getting sent to the island. Right then, Sean, should we get our game?
Yep, let's do it. Right, Cam, would you be able to pick three games for us?
On the weekend, yeah.
So the upcoming weekend?
Oh, the coming weekend now?
Yeah.
We're playing Leicester, aren't we? Go for that. Go Everton, Leicester.
Okay.
And then we'll go... go Wolves Villa, little Midlands derby.
Mm.
And then, yeah, we'll go Arsenal City on Sunday.
Right. Thanks, Cam. There are three games. So we've got Everton, Leicester, Wolves, Villa, City, Arsenal. They all sound like quite good games, to be fair, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes one of us decides to throw a little stinker in there just to test the waters, but they're all quite good. So spin the wheel, and our game this week is Everton against Leicester.
Oh, it's meant to be.
It is. Plays into, well, I'd say all of our hands.
All of our hands.
Probably. In a worse position here. I'd rather have Villa. But yeah.
Sean, Richard
we
Goff.
We haven't had Everton for ages.
No, we actually haven't, have we?
Richard Goff might come in for you, Sean.
He might.
Now that we're back on form, now the Blues are the best team in the land again.
Everyone's talking about us.
We're massive.
You've got
cheeky little European run. Yeah, we are. Cheeky little European run. Can see
I'm not ruling that out.
We're making a title charge second half of the season.
Stranger things Forest
can do it. Not even funny. This could be a clip. If Forest can do it, why can't we do it? Do you know what I mean? I feel like our team isn't actually that bad.
That's a two-way to you.
That is outrageous, that comp.
Do you reckon?
Was that a pitch side?
That was, yeah. That was. Yeah, sorry. It's too much Lewis Bowden. Too much. I think we can get... Honestly, I think we can get mid-table. I think we're good enough. I don't see why not.
I'm not tempted fated. We lose to Leicester. It's panic stations again.
Oh, no. We'll beat Leicester. We'll beat Leicester.
How long is Cavalier out for?
Yeah,
couple of weeks. Do you think
it's a bad one? Like...
And Mangala as well.
Again. Yeah. But have we got Irabunan back? Is Irabunan back?
Yeah, I think he's back for training.
And Garner. Yeah.
You're playing Garner, mate.
Yeah.
Well... As long as you've got David Moyes, that's all, you know.
That's all that matters. That is all that matters.
Yeah.
That is all that matters.
Stick and die up front. Do a job.
Stick him anywhere. Free roll.
As long as you don't play Jack Harrison, I'm good.
Oh, you'd get on with Bob. Shame he's not here.
Yeah, we do love Jack Harrison on this podcast, so.
No.
I was only joking. Cam, 2 weeks ago, we were discussing about how we'd send him out of a cannon into the Mersey in the new ground, so...
Get in, sacrifice, get him in.
Yeah.
Oh, shocker.
Should we get a little prediction for this one then? I don't think we did predictions last week.
No, I don't think we did. So go on, Cam, what do you think? Score prediction?
Leicester. I think it'll be 2-0. 2-0, I think, to Evan.
Just to clarify.
just to clarify. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cal.
I think we could finish. We're just as good as Forest. I think we could go mid table, but I do think we're going to get a beat.
Nah, hang on. I think if Forest, just to clarify, just in case I get clickbaited, if Forest can do it, what I meant was, as in like go up quickly, we can. There's plenty of the season left. Get that second half bounce. We obviously won't finish with Forest. We're not better than Forest, just to clarify. But
oh, you're backtracking here.
I'm sweating. Getting on. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say 2-0 as well, but I'll go 3-1 to Everton.
1-1, I'm going.
Just going to go 1-1. I'll go 2-1. 2-1 Everton. Do you know what? I've never known a club. I don't know if it's because obviously I'm like closer to Everton fans and Liverpool fans, but a club to just sway so back and forward. Like 2 weeks ago, I was talking to Everton fans that were like talking about the Championship, and then now they're like, I've always said Calvert-Lewin should be starting for England, and like it's just insane how much people sway. It does my head in.
The thing is, I am.
Carl thinks we're going to win 3-1.
I was speaking to one the other day. Said we're going to finish up with Forest. So,
right, go ahead. Let's get our number.
Let's get
then.
Our number.
Okay, so Cam, for your benefit, our numbers. So our parameters are between 50 and 450, and then we get a random number. So the number this week to play with is 272. 272. So that's 272 games for either Everton or Leicester. Now, Cam, you've got a bit of time to have a little think. So
yeah,
we do something now where we tell the listeners to we pick a song of the week, and then we tell the listeners to listen to it, and then when they've listened to it, come back and we'll do the answer. So you've got a couple of minutes to like. To think while we
to
just
think, yeah.
Think as well. So, speaking of which, does anyone have a song of the week?
Any returns?
KSI, Thick of It.
Yeah, any, what do you say, Cam?
KSI, Thick of It.
I don't know what. I'll say something outrageous. I actually don't
mind.
Don't
you say it.
I genuinely don't. I think it's a bit of a bummer.
No, it's not. Done for you, Sean. You'll be all over this, Sean. Best comebacks. Take that patience.
Oh, yes.
What a
absolutely.
Shame. Yeah, you could say Robbie Williams is a comeback as well.
Yeah, yeah.
To take that.
Yeah,
which was his first like comeback? Bodies.
It was Bodies. Well, no, yeah. Well, but you can't Rude Box as a comeback.
We don't need to be putting that one forward.
I was a big fan of Rude Box. Me,
I reckon you're the target market for Rude Box.
I think I was the only person that bought Rubox as a single. I reckon I might be the only person.
No, I think we had Rubox as a single. I can't say I both. I reckon we won myself.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You used to do the rapping as well, didn't there?
Still know it, honestly. If you put it on now, I'd do it all. That's a good clip. Let's do that.
Don't you reckon that'd be the first one we'd ever have to go viral, you rapping to Rubox?
I'd have to do as a monkey like in a new film.
Why is he an ape?
Yeah, I don't get it. I've not. It's
What's
meant
going
to actually,
on?
I think it's meant to be all right.
I've heard it's quite good.
I've never. Yeah, everyone said it's brilliant.
I just think it's bombed because they're pushing it in America, aren't they?
No one knows who he is. Yeah, no one knows who he is over there.
But Peak Williams, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I can't say Bodies as best comeback song because I hate that song.
Patience by Take That. Then
we got Patience. Yeah, got it on me.
Good tune.
Yeah, very much like Take That ourselves right now, aren't we? The four of us.
Yeah.
Who are you, Sean?
Unfortunately, I reckon I'm Jason. Jason Orange, actually. Yeah, that works.
Am I the ape for my terrible takes?
Callum's Mark, the annoying one.
Yeah, Callum's little Marco, and that is for sure.
Mine could be stupid, but I think it makes sense in my head. It's not just Premier League, by the way. It's all time.
All competitions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've got one. I've already got one at the moment, though.
I honestly think it's harder with Everton. I know it's pretty easy for you, but I just think there's too much pressure and I end up embarrassing myself.
We're wasted every week. Every week I just struggle to name players.
Yeah.
Who do you support, Sean?
Everton.
Are you an Everton fan? Yeah.
Yeah. But... I mean, so the first ever episode we did, I gave arguably the worst shout of all time. And it was an Everton game. And I've just, I've been cursed. I don't know if I've done Everton ever since.
This is the first time back.
Yeah. So I'll go. I'm going to have to go Leicester.
I've got two answers, so I can't think of anyone else. So I'm just hoping no one steers me answer.
Have you got one, Carl?
Yeah, I'm torn between two. But both Everton, obviously.
Mm.
But,
do you just want to go then?
Or yeah, go on somewhere else and go first, and then I can. So I've got
okay. Right, let's get our answer then. I think generally we'll let our guest go first, so he doesn't have an answer, Nicht.
Okay. There's three here that I've got, and I could regret it, but I'm going to go Sylvain Distan.
Ooh.
I don't know if you play way more.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be more. That's not a bad shout. I think it'll be on the other side if I was guessing.
Do you reckon?
But I think it's a good guess.
Yeah. I had it written down, Cam, which is usually a bad thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if someone else has it written down, it's good, but if it's me, yeah. Right, Tosh, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next so I can start checking. I had also a couple of answers, and both also centre-halves, although I didn't have Sylvan. I'm so torn between two, and I just don't know. I'm going to go for who I liked more out of the two players, and I'm going to go Joseph Yobo.
Oh,
again, he's, I don't know, I feel like he was there for ages, wasn't he? But like by the end, he wasn't playing every week. I don't really know, but I reckon it'd be more than 200. I'd be stunned if he was more than 300, but I don't know.
Didn't his brother get kidnapped or something one game?
Yeah,
I swear when I was there as a kid, I was like, I used to love Yobo. I was like, when you get the program, I went to my dad like, "Where's Yobo?" He's like, "Oh, he's not playing. His brother's gone missing or something like that." Was that real? Did I dream that?
You have to ask your dad on that one. I don't know.
Did I dream that?
No, that's right. Yeah.
I think that happened.
Suppose one of his other brothers, or it may be the same brother who's been recovered. Hopefully, yes. But
let's hope so.
He plays in the Merseyside Christian League. Is the rumor?
Really?
Yeah.
Who for?
Cornerstone, people used to say.
Yobo's brother.
Some relation to Yobo.
That's a vicious rumour.
He was lost, now he's found.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just doing what I've told you. I'm just telling you what I've heard. Sorry.
Go on. Carl, do you want to go next?
Me to go. Yeah, go on. I was trying to stick with the Moyes theme. Given that we did have a few cup runs those times as well, which would have added games. Someone who's been quite loud on social media recently with Moyes' return, I'm going to go with Tim Cahill, who I think was there for about 7-8 seasons, mid-thousands to early sort of tens, was it? But again, he would have played the European games, which I think boosted up a bit.
He wasn't always injured, was he?
And he seemed to play all the time. And it was that time where Moyes was even, was it Moyes saying last week that, or there was a clip of Moyes last week saying like those kind of players were playing injured for him. I can't see him being close to 300, but I think he's probably over 250, like Tosh said. Around 250, maybe. We'll see. I just think I think he was there for a decent amount of time, played all the time. And we had good cup runs then. I think that's hard in this game with some of those teams. The amount of time there is so different between teams, I think. So, yeah, we'll go with Cahill.
I love Cahill.
I actually also had Cahill written down. But
oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, I've got one more Everton player in it and a Leicester player. But the Everton player was there a lot longer, but was injured a lot. And had a little move in between. I'll go for it because I also think my Leicester player will be too many. Right, I'm going to go for this. Could be woeful, but I'm just trying to play. I play the averages in that. I think he was probably out quite a lot. I'm going to go for Duncan Ferguson.
Ooh,
I think that could be a very good shout. To be fair,
yeah, two spells.
Got no idea how much he would have played.
No, neither have I. I just know even when he was there, like mid-90s, like the FA Cup time, he wasn't a guaranteed starter. So I don't know.
There he came out there, didn't he? Yeah.
There for a long time over that period. And also, even though he wasn't a starter, He's probably first sub.
Yeah, I know.
if you know what I mean, like he's that like you that if you're number nine for the strike for the team, more than likely you're gonna be the sub that comes on, aren't you, if you're not starting.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a good shout, Sean.
Yeah.
David Williams was my other one. David Weir.
Have you not done Weir
David
before?
David Weir.
No? Have I?
Well, maybe you did Stubbsy, I don't know. One or two.
I was trying to think of some in the current. So it's not that often you get players staying for that long for Everton these days.
No.
Like Keane, how long's Keane been there for?
I was thinking Keane. I wrote Keane down.
Keane or
and I wrote
even Calvert-Lewin.
He's just injured all the time, though. He's just
been here for a long time, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was thinking Richarlison, maybe. He played a lot. It was not injured that much. I wrote Richarlison as well. And then maybe James McCarthy. That sort of blurs into one.
Yeah. I don't know if he was there that long, was he?
All the players we've got. Gareth Barry played a fair bit for us as well. But
Garner Gay, will he not be up there now?
Oh, yeah, Garner Gay be up there. That's a good shout.
Two spells, yeah.
Result one, Josh. Transfer market working well for us this time. We have got in fourth position with 210 appearances. Sylvain Distan.
Ah!
Fourth place, sorry.
No worries.
Now, the next three are all pretty close. Some of our best guessing for a while, actually, this. And we've got the third position and 13 out with 259 was Joseph Yobo. We're then into two single figures.
Wow.
One six wow. out and one four out. With 278, Tim Cahill.
Oh,
which means gosh. Duncan with 268 and only four out.
Oh.
No one takes it.
I'll tell you what.
That's impressive, boys.
Talking about comebacks, what a comeback that was. No one saw that coming, did they?
Oh, sure.
Wow, yeah. Got very lucky there, but yeah.
Who was your Leicester player? Who was your Leicester player?
Kasper Schmeichel.
I wrote down Kasper Schmeichel and Wes Morgan.
I feel like Schmeichel's probably been there a lot longer though, and I reckon he played every game, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon he'd be quite high.
Maybe above it.
Yeah, I reckon so. In fact, I'll have a little check. But yeah, buzzing with that, mate.
479, Kasper Schmeichel.
Wow. How much?
479. What about Wes Morgan?
479. That'd have been embarrassing.
David Weir was only six out as well. Yeah, Wes Morgan. This website's actually worked off me. Internet's on good form, as we've seen. Wes Morgan? No, it's gone slow now. 323, Wes Morgan.
Ah.
Not a million miles away.
Yeah, that's good. That I enjoyed that.
Nice victory, Sean.
I honestly can't remember last time I won.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
You're just the best Everton fan.
Yeah, that must be it.
You're the number one Everton fan.
Pure blue.
So thank you very much, guys, for listening to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We had a great game from Sean at the beginning, which Tosh took all of the points, all of the money on that. Well done, Tosh. Was there only one incorrect answer maybe in the whole game?
Two.
Well, I think mine was right, but you got it.
It was. It was Cam's David Seaman, yeah.
Yeah, so that was not rubbing or anything, Cam.
That's embarrassing.
It's been a poor display, yes. Yeah. Shocker, that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the great game from Sean. A very interesting M5 with a managerial player partnerships of Pulis, Crouch, and Cruyff Henry. You decide which one you'd rather have for your team. Please head over to our Graham poll to vote on who you think had the best return. There's some sentimental shouts in there and some others too. So please do vote on that. We will look forward to seeing how that one pans out. And we, of course, had our Keep Up Appearances game at the end. An Everton-themed one for the Evertonians, which Sean took the W with an unbelievable shout of Duncan Ferguson's first win in a long time, creeping up the table.
Great win, Sean. Cam, thank you very much for joining us tonight. It's been great to have you. Where can our listeners find you? What are your handles?
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure, boys. Most on TikTok, it's CamFitz, just CamFitz. That's where you'll probably find me. I'll do bits on Instagram, but mainly on TikTok. But as I said, thank you for having me. It's actually been really, really fun. It's good to be with Blues as well. So thank you. Obviously, really, really, I'm sorry for being late as well.
Good.
Yeah. Just a bit of shocking from the start, isn't it? But yeah. Thank you, boys, honestly.
You're late, your connection. You got a question
it's
wrong.
It's just not good enough, is it? It's just not up to par.
Nice one, Cam, guys. Please do go and check out Cam on TikTok. Please do follow all our socials as well. Subscribe, like, share, do all that kind of stuff. And we will see you next week when Bob will return bronzed, we think. He has just sent a picture into our group chat of him drinking a beer on the beach. So he's having a good time. But so are we.
We're having a better time, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Well, yeah, because you're winning.
Like I said, I don't think Cam is.
Yeah. Dying here.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.